You're just kind of playing air guitar, air
drums. I absolutely love Rush.
Really?
Yeah, Working Man's probably my favorite song, but I'd say Tom Sawyer's up there.
Wow, look at you. Can you name one more song?
I'll be honest with you. I think I need to look in their catalog a little bit more, but I have started to kind of get into them. They're more recently for me.
You can have Grace Under Pressure. It's not a big deal. All right, so Dan, I thought it was interesting yesterday to look. Again, we just want to go through a couple of the little headlines going around. It's maybe not so little, but the Metro Parks approved a purchase of a 13.6-acre lot for the proposed women's soccer stadium. It looks really cool.
It looks awesome. The renderings of this thing look really cool.
You know, I think we all drive by that spot. There were a lot of us that thought that'd be a great place for the Browns.
Absolutely.
But they'd have to blow out more land, obviously, to put a football stadium. Well, I don't know. Is that true? No, that's not true.
Yeah, you'd probably have to blow out more land to put a football stadium,
especially
around
there, for parking and stuff like that, too. But, you know, currently, I think that's pretty much where all the folks that work at Progressive Field park. It's a gigantic parking lot, but you drive by it all the time. It's between, you know, it's when you leave Progressive Field, you drive underneath the freeway, and if you're heading up what Orange Avenue there, you end up by the main post office, and it's right over there. There's railroad tracks right next door. I thought it was cool in the renderings that they show that they've got that they're walking over the railroad tracks. I don't know. Is that public transportation taking them in there?
I don't know. It would be very cool if they could figure out a way to get public transportation in there.
Yeah.
It would make going to the games a lot easier for a lot of people.
We're not a rail city, man. We're just not.
We could be. If it would go out farther, we could be.
What are you saying? Out west, out east?
All of it. Out west, out east, all over the place. At least get into the burbs that isn't just the airport. If you could get out a little bit further, you could make public transportation work in the city. You could do it. We have faith.
I don't know. I've always thought that there might be a market for a 480 line.
That would be awesome.
That if you could put some kind of rail that's just even with 480, same thing, and avoid all the traffic, you'd have to build another bridge, though. That's the problem. Though, well, maybe, I don't know, unless you would take it to the ground, but I don't.
We're not city planners.
No, we're not.
That's not our strong suit. We'll tell you where to put a stadium. We don't go a heck of a lot further when it comes to rails and roads.
All right, so I think the other question is, and you tell me, because you're in that world. I've always thought this. I saw what happened in Columbus, you know, when the Crew was born, and, you know, where we are with the Crew right now and the stadium that they're playing in,
which is
their third place that they played already between Ohio Stadium, which I don't know if a lot of people remember when the Crew played at Ohio Stadium, and then they built their own place on the fairgrounds, and now, you know, they're at the new stadium. I think that there's a market for it. I'm just wondering how it works, how they're going to make it happen, and do you think it's going to take off?
I think there is a market for it. I think it will take off. The key to all of it is going to be, one, marketing. Two, an ability to win, which helps in the marketing side. Mm-hmm. I think if they go after a lot of different youth soccer groups, I think if they talk to a lot of, you know, the local rec leagues, the travel leagues, all of that kind of stuff, build it as a family atmosphere to come out, I think you 100% could get this to work. The questions that I have is, what do you do with the building when you're not playing soccer in it? What do you do when the MLS next season is done? What do you do when the NWSL season is done if you are awarded the team? What do you do with the stadium then? That's the question that I have, because if I'm them, I'm talking to...
Cleveland State?
No.
No?
Well, yes, I'm talking to Cleveland State a little bit for the soccer side of it, though you're going to have a hard time getting about a Crensler Field.
Right.
I'm tempted to talk to like St. Ignatius. And I'm tempted to talk to like these schools that have to rent out another stadium.
Right.
Have all of those home games take place inside of that stadium and use it as high school
I'm
football
assuming
during the fall.
This is grass field, though, right?
That would be my guess as well.
I don't know. When they originally built Columbus, and so I look at this and I see a lot of little things that I noticed about the original Columbus Crew Stadium. I see some of that in there. First of all, the skyline shot is absolutely gorgeous looking at downtown.
You can catch it all over. All the major news stations have it. I have it on my X account if you so desire. At the Sports Feller, we can send it at CLE Talking Heads as well if that's easier for people to get a hold of.
I don't know. I'm kind
of. It's a really cool rendering. It looks awesome.
Is it going to draw? That's my question for you.
Yes.
They said they've sold a ton of presale, right?
Yes, it will draw. It will definitely draw.
And what are the odds of this leading us to an MLS team?
MLS Next is coming.
No. MLS.
NWSL team is going to find its way here. I don't think you are going to see an MLS team in Cleveland because you have the Columbus Crew and because you've got Cincinnati FC as well. So I think you're going to run into a bit of an issue with putting another team. I mean,
why can't all three cities have the same team in the same sport?
I don't get it. I think right now... trying to think if any other state has three. Maybe California. Yeah, California's got three. But, like, I don't think you'll do that. If anything, I could see them going... I could see them going Detroit. I could see them going Pittsburgh. I could see them going that kind of a direction before they would bring Cleveland into the fold.
Wow. I mean, Pittsburgh's really not that far away. I don't know. So we look at that. All right. Let's talk a little. You want to go college football or you want to go the other story?
Let's go college football because we'll wait to get fired until the end of the segment.
All right. Go ahead.
This is a great college football weekend. I hope last weekend was the one where you reintroduced yourself to your family and decided to take them to go pick apples. That was the perfect weekend to do it. This is a big boy college football weekend. This is going to be a goodie that's coming down the pipe. And so I am very pumped for what is to come with this weekend. I mean, Oklahoma making their SEC debut. That's going to be a lot of fun to see Boomer Sooner have to take on a bigger opponent than what they did in the Big 12. Arch Manning starting this weekend. Come on. I mean, what more can you ask for?
You could ask for the former Pac-12 teams to be heading east to go play some games.
That's very true, too.
It still seems weird. We got Cal coming over. Stanford plays Syracuse. Backyard rivalry right there.
Yeah, exactly. Tale as old as time, those two going up against each other.
I mean, even tonight, you got Illinois. Stanford and Syracuse? I'm sure they probably met in a bowl somewhere. But I mean,
even tonight, you got Illinois-Nebraska. I mean, that's going to be a great game. Dylan Raiola is a lot of fun to watch. Matt Rule's got that team playing well. Nebraska's got some teeth. They're not pushovers.
I like the thought of UCLA playing LSU this weekend, right? USC and Michigan's also this weekend. That's going to be awesome.
UCLA down to Death Valley. That's a fun one.
What's the spread on the Kent State Penn State game? Anybody know? 700? If Tennessee won, If Tennessee, what they went? Was it 70-6? The final. Oh man, I hope my alma mater's banking a lot of cash on these games.
They better be. Boy, they definitely better. I mean, let's face it, USC-Michigan this weekend. That's a big boy game. That's a game that a lot of people had circled of like, okay, you could go play Pac-12 football, USC. Can you come play Big Ten football? Can you walk into the big house and make some noise? That's a fun. This is a good college football weekend. I hope you got the apple picking done last week.
The spread, by the way, is Penn State 48.5.
No, that's not bad. When you just got beat up by 60 plus, I'll take 48.5. Notre Dame fans, I don't know. I'm not going to make fun of it. Never mind. They play Miami this weekend. I'm going to let it go because I do like Notre Dame. I don't want them to lose. But if Miami wasn't 0-2 right now, although who'd they lose? I mean, Miami lost. Who'd they lose to? They lost to. Oh, did they?
No, that's like. Yeah, they lost you would know to, the Mac better than I would.
Yeah, no, they lost to Cincinnati.
Tennessee,
and
Oklahoma?
You know, they lost. You know what? Couple tough games there.
Let's go.
They lost to Northwestern and they lost to Cincinnati. Those are bad losses. You know, if you're Miami, you're 0-2. I'm just worried about Marcus Freeman, man. I am worried for him.
Yeah.
All right. Tell him the story of the day.
All right. We're going to do this the best we can.
Yeah, I want to hear this completely
clean. To not get
clean.
Fired in the shortest amount of time. So
yes.
Buckle in. This will be your conversation starter at the tailgate.
You will be talking to other people about this. I'm telling you.
All right. So at the Oklahoma State Fair, every year they do a contest that is called Stinkin' for a Sentra.
Okay.
And so what that is they get four people to load into a Nissan Sentra, and it starts at the beginning of the Oklahoma State Fair.
Okay.
And it's basically a contest to see who can last the longest sitting inside of a Nissan Sentra.
So what, five people, four people? How many
people? So they get four people to do this.
Okay.
To load into there, you're allowed to bring a backpack. After that, you are not allowed to have any other outside material inside of the car.
So if you want to put a laptop in your backpack, correct. You can do that. Okay.
You can put your video games in there. You can put phone charger in there. You can put book in there. You can do whatever you want to do in food inside of that backpack because it will go until one person is left.
It's a stamina contest.
It's a stamina contest. So these people sleep in the car. These people eat in the car. These people do not bathe. The only thing that they are not allowed to do inside of the car is go to the bathroom. Every 3 hours, they're allowed a 15-minute bathroom break.
Okay.
So this went a good period of time until one gentleman ended up winning. A gentleman by the name.
How long did this go? How long were they in?
They ended up in there for like 6 days.
Oh, God. Yeah. Who wants to be in a car for 6 days?
Yeah, and you're just basically living life with a bunch of strangers.
And you have to sit in the car position, right?
And you have to sit in the car position.
Wow. So I wonder if they rotated throughout the car. So one time you'd sit in the driver's, one time passenger, backseat right, backseat left.
Yeah, you don't want to put a groove in the car. And the winner of the car, it gets detailed after and all that stuff to get the stank out. But
yeah,
it's interesting. So we have ourselves a bit of a problem that has taken place in here, which was that apparently one man ended up winning it. He's been declared the official winner of this. We will not give names because of what will take place. You can look this up, but there are rumblings going on.
Right.
In other places that aren't the number one mainstream news media, say.
Just keep going. Give him the punchline.
About the way that this gentleman decided to win.
So they were down to two people in the car. The guy that won.
So he got out for one of the 15-minute bathroom breaks, and he took a cup with him.
And he transported the odors that would come from...
He went into a port-a-john that had been baking for a few days and got himself a cup of...
We got it, right. And
took it into the car with him.
Oh, that's brutal.
Got called out for it.
Yeah.
By the other gentleman who was in the car saying, pardon me, that is an outside biohazard.
Yeah.
We cannot have that in here. Yeah. They removed it, but the guy goes, I'm not dealing with someone who is willing to cheat this far.
So a guy that was there for 6 days said,
this is too far. Okay. I can't live this life. I will not do this. He needs to be disqualified. He walked away from it. The gentleman who brought the bio waste.
Yeah.
Into the car.
Yeah.
Won the car.
No way, man. He should lose. There's no way. Mm-hmm. That's cheating. That's 100% cheating.
Not only is it cheating. I agree with you.
It's nasty.
It is a life choice that cannot exist. We cannot have this in our day-to-day lives. We cannot live in a society with someone who will go to these means for a car. And we're not talking like a high-end Lambo here. We're talking a Nissan.
Tim May, Letterman Row, next. That doesn't smell.